With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're just talking about Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach, yelling at Aaron Henry. And
that damn Tom Izzo.
Some people got upset about that, and we said, why are you getting upset about that? So what's funny around here is we have a man that works here named Tom Izzo, and he does our digital stuff, films videos for us. And there was a Twitter person, let's put it that way nicely, named Roland Hayes, who wanted to yell at Tom Izzo, the Michigan State head coach, about yelling at his player. But unfortunately, he got our Tom Izzo on Twitter. And he said, too bad you have to be such a complete jerk yelling in the face of a player, sticking your finger in his chest, reminiscent of Bobby Knight. What's next? Throw in a chair? Grow up and act like a civil human being, not some obsessed fool. So Tom Izzo at WFAN got that tweet. Not Tom Izzo, the Michigan State head coach.
Did Tom Izzo from WFAN respond to that tweet?
Not yet. He probably was sleeping while this was going on.
Okay.
But no, he has not responded
to it
yet.
Have you seen how many other tweets that Tom Izzo mistakenly has gotten?
That's the only one right now. That's the only one.
Oh, that's
so there's only one real idiot could figure that out. Or couldn't figure it out, rather, that Tom Izzo, WFAN, was the guy.
Did you check on the guy who sent the tweet to our Tom Izzo as to what his profile is?
He's got 7 followers.
All right.
He, it's following 10 people.
No profile pic.
Yeah, no profile pic.
So it's an egg?
He follows a bunch of people that you would not follow, Boomer.
Okay.
Like, not even close. Have you looked at these people?
Well, like de Blasio and
close.
You know those people?
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes,
people
right.
That don't show up for work, what?
Yeah. So that's
people
that's
who want to make
guy.
Pot illegal. Never mind. All right. Jerry, how you doing, Jerry?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. And we are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Experience the luxury of a Lexus during the Invitation Lexus sales event. Now at Ray Catena Lexus, the only local team we have left in the tournament is Iona. They will play tonight. Seton Hall losing to Wofford last night in the Midwest region.
Stops at the free throw line. Up top to McGee. McGee left side for 3. It's good! There's the record. The most threes made in NCAA history. It's number 505, and it gives Wofford a 43-30 lead.
That is shoot, man.
Tom McCarthy, Westwood 1 on the fan. He would end up with 509 threes as he hit 4 more for the game, including this one is heard, I believe, on CBS with Ian Eagle.
Wow. Corner. Oh, bullseye! Fletcher McGee is not human!
And so Ian having some fun there on CBS. Final score, Wofford 84-68 as they beat Seton Hall. Nathan Hoover had 18 points as well. McGee finished with, and I get it, he's a 3-point shooter, but it's weird to see 24 points, 0 rebounds, and 0 assists.
Hey, he could play in the NBA.
He was 7 of 12 from 3 as the Pirates are now out. And the other really good game in the Midwest region would be Auburn holding off New Mexico State 78-77. Just go through the ending of this. I heard you kind of reference it. A.J. Harris drives to the basket. He's got a wide-open layup, a clear look, and instead flips it out to Terrell Brown for 3. Brown missed but was fouled on the 3-point shot. Then missed 2 of 3 free throws. He makes the middle one.
Yep.
Misses the last one. Ball goes out of bounds. They get it back, and they actually got a great look from the corner, as you mentioned, as the clock is winding down. But unfortunately, it was Trevlin Queen who missed badly, and Auburn winds up holding on for a 78-77 win. Here was A.J. Harris. Why did you pass on that wide-open layup?
I seen the points. When we was down 2, I just felt like Terrell Brown was clearly wide open. He got a great shot off. He got fouled, and I was just trusting my teammate.
Unfortunately, it did not work out for them, as they do suffer the loss. They do not go to overtime.
I wouldn't say he was wide open.
No. The 3-point shooter you're talking about.
The layup was wide open.
The layup was wide open, but he's explaining.
Well, he might have been open when he saw him. The shot wasn't open because the defender got back.
Right.
But I mean, it worked in the end in the fact that the guy had an opportunity to tie the game and take the lead at the line.
I will say, you're right. I will say, having done all the games I've done, it is rare that guys that get 3 free throws make all 3.
Yeah.
Now, he only made one.
Yeah.
But
I mean, they were down two and he had three.
Two would have worked.
Yeah,
correct.
Two. You would have taken right. Two and he couldn't even do that.
No doubt about it. Blowout wins for Kentucky and Kansas yesterday. In the East region, this is where Michigan State beats Bradley. Really good game, by the way. 76-65. It was closer than that final score would indicate. But, yeah, here was Tom Izzo afterwards. Yes, I got all over Aaron Henry.
This is one and done time, you know. My bads are out the window.
He would fight back against the media asking him about his behavior.
I get a kick out of you guys. Get after somebody because you're trying to hold them accountable. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but I'll tell you what, if I was the head of a newspaper and you didn't do your job, you'd be held accountable. That's the way it is.
And so he was held accountable. I was telling Al before, too, the warm-up we do every morning, he also missed a dunk from the left side. I don't know if you were on this game at this point.
I was not.
And not that it was a critical juncture of the game, but I believe it was in the second half, and they were really struggling with Bradley. He goes up for a wide-open dunk and just clunked it.
He's probably one that, you know, I don't know that much about the kid, but he's probably really talented, and he probably flakes out every now and again.
Sure.
And it drives Tom Izzo crazy. It's kind of like watching Al Dukes play third base. You know, it just drives you crazy every now and again. And sometimes you got to bring the guy back, and you got to make sure he's focused and handling his business over there.
Kind of the way you make sure Al's handling his business over there.
Yes, that's the point.
Maryland, they struggled with Belmont, but in the end they wound up winning 79-77. That having been said, Belmont did have the ball late, down one with a chance. Here's Tom McCarthy, Westwood One on the Fan.
He's dribbling a few times, letting the clock wind down. Clock is down to 12. He dribbles with his right hand, now crosses over to the left. Settles in left wing, gave up his dribble, looking for Windler, back door, Windler falls down, it's cut off by Morcell, who steals the ball, 2.5 to play, Maryland has the ball, and a foul is called.
And they wind up winning 79-77, survive and advance. Jalen Smith, 19 points, 12 rebounds, including this monster dunk, as heard by Ian on CBS.
Fernando, sweeping move, it's blocked by Musinski, scramble for it, oh, picked up Morcell, gives it up, oh! Jalen Smith, a grown man slam.
Yeah, it was. Almost pulled the rim down.
I mean, it's just great to see a Maryland player actually do that. We haven't seen that since Len Bias and Buck Williams.
No, that's not true. With Fernando and Jalen Smith, they've been doing this all season. These guys are really something to watch. So they do struggle, but they do win, and they do advance as well. Minnesota, the 10 seed, beat Louisville 86-76. Gabe Kalshor with 24, and LSU knocked out Yale. Bulldogs hung around, but they couldn't. LSU didn't miss any free throws. They kept the game within 3-6, and LSU just kept knocking down foul shot after foul shot, so they wound up winning 79-74. Then we had last night in the, this was the West region, it was FDU, the 16 seed. They won their play-in game the other night. Unfortunately for them, they ran into Gonzaga, and Gonzaga wanted no part of them.
Hand off to Trubsev, right back to Ayayi, left corner Crandall, rhythm three, got it! Crandall near left corner, buries the triple, 83-41, Gonzaga up a game high 42 with 5 minutes to go.
John Sadak, Westwood One on the Fan, actually felt bad for FDU last night, because in the first 5 minutes of this game, it really did look like a 1 against the 16. They were just bigger, stronger, and faster.
Same thing in the Kentucky game, too. Those two games, it was like, okay, this is not going to be competitive at all.
Here was Greg Herenda, just ran into a dominant opponent.
Congratulate Gonzaga on a tremendous performance. I think they were rested, ready, and maybe a little angry that they did not win their conference championship, and they played incredibly well.
87-49 was the final score, and so Gonzaga moves on. Baylor beat Syracuse 78-69.
Thank God.
They shot 16 of 34 from three. Mekhi Mason had 22. Tyus Battle says could not stop their long-range game.
This was a tough loss for us, but I thought we did a pretty good job offensively. We have to do a better job defensively. I mean, they had way too many threes.
Yep, 16 of them. And then you had the game a lot of people were really looking forward to, Murray State and Marquette. Didn't turn out to be much because the 12-seed Murray State ran right by them.
And Ja Morant standing alone inside half court with the dribble intact. He's out, four down on the baseline, 7 seconds left in the half. Oh, crossover, step back, three-pointer, Morant got it.
That is Scott Graham on Westwood One. His three at the end of the half, he finished with the triple-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds, 16 assists. First triple-double in the tournament since Draymond Green did it in 2012. And if I read this right, only the eighth ever triple-double in the history of the tournament. Is that possible?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. I mean, these games.
It's a lot of games,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but they go quick. They're 40 minutes. You know, I mean, there's not a lot of time.
I get it, but yeah, I guess so. Anyway, here
Draymond Green actually had two triple-doubles.
Yeah, 2011 and 2012. Here was Morant. He says, credit my teammates.
16 assists. Obviously, I can't get an assist without them making the shots, and I just feel like I have great players around me, and they made me look better.
And so Murray State and Morant do advance. Florida State beat Vermont, Florida over Nevada, and Michigan buried Montana 74-55. In the South region, Purdue handled Old Dominion, and Villanova got past St. Mary 61-57. Phil Booth, 20 points and 6 assists. Today, Iowa and Cincinnati get things started from Columbus at 12-15. You've got the 1 seeds Virginia playing Gardner-Webb at 3. Tonight, the 1 seed Duke plays North Dakota State, and Iona will take on the 1 seed in North Carolina. NBA, Knicks and Nets were off. Warriors beat the Pacers 112-89. Kings over the Mavericks 116-100. Pistons smashed the Suns 118-98. So Phoenix now 17-56 if you're keeping track at home or on, what is it called? What do you do?
Tankathon, yes.
Right. Or if you're keeping a score on Tankathon. Knicks can tankathon some more tonight. They take on the Nuggets. The Nets are in L.A. against the Lakers. We almost had a major story yesterday with Greg Bird. About 11:30 or 11 o'clock yesterday, we found out that Greg Bird had some stiffness and swelling after he got hit by a pitch the previous day above or below the elbow, and the Yankees sent him to their facility for x-rays. Turned out everything came back negative. Could be back on the lineup for them tomorrow, so everything's fine.
Cardinals, I heard when this broke, if you want to say it that way, on the air with Joe and Evan, and they said, oh, Greg Bird, you know, potentially hurt again. And Joe did his class. He goes, oh, Greg Bird hurt? That's like a bear relieving himself in the woods. That's
exactly what he said.
If you know what I mean. Like, yeah, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
Joe, we get it.
Yes.
If you, do you
How
know
about
what I
that?
Mean? Do you know what I mean? But, yeah, all right. Glad it wasn't a major story.
It was not. Cardinals beat the Yankees 11-3. Yankees play the Phillies tonight. Mets beat the Marlins 6-0. Brandon Nimmo, a couple of home runs. Steven Matz, 5 scoreless. 2 games for the Mets today. Cardinals at 110, and then tonight they take on the Astros. And the Mets are working with the mayor's office and the borough of Queens to change Citi Field's official address to 41 Seaver Way. And the whole statue.
Yeah, that's a good job
too.
by the Mets in the city. But, you know, like this whole statue thing was totally misrepresented when it first came out. So it was reported right here in WFAN that the statue was ready to go and it was going to be unveiled this summer. No, it's going to be unveiled next summer. The Mets Hall of Fame Committee, I guess there's a committee for the
they
Mets
have a committee.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, committee.
So they have to decide what they want the statue to look like, where they're going to put it. You know, this is all in reaction to the diagnosis to Tom Seaver. And, you know, while that may all I care is that somehow, some way they get the thing done. But let's face it, you know, the way it was initially reported was that, you know, this had been in the works. This hadn't been in the works. Nothing's been in the works. You know, at the end of the day, it always comes down to money, right? And the last thing that Tom Seaver wanted to do is come here, make an appearance as Tom Seaver for the Mets to help them sell tickets and not be paid for it. So, you know, it's unfortunate that it has to take something like this diagnosis for something like this to happen. But at the end of the day, it's the right thing. And we should just care about when it's going to get put up, which is going to be next summer now, it looks like.
Yeah, and I'm happy that they're doing it. I just don't like the fact that they pretended like this was something they were going to do when it doesn't seem like that was
the
case.
No, it wasn't. But that's how it was laid out there initially about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. But it wasn't. That's not the case. It's all reactionary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, which is okay, just as long as it gets done.
Sure. Right.
NHL, Islanders got shut out again.
Matt Barzal the other way. Top of the left circle. Montreal in. Stripped of the puck by Jonathan Drouin. Right wing over the Islander line. Down the middle now for Lekkonen. Left circle back in front. Drouin shoots and scores. Jonathan Drouin has made it 3-0 Canadian.
That's Chris King, radio.com. All of a sudden, the Islanders starting to fall flat here at the end.
Right. 3 out of their last 4, they've lost. They've been outscored 9-0 in their last 2 games. Injuries, and then last night Carey Price made an unbelievable save on Jordan Eberle, and then right after that came that goal that you just played, and all of a sudden the wheels came off. They're at Philadelphia, I think, on Saturday, and Philadelphia's embarrassed them here in the last couple times they played. They are not finishing strong. The opposite end of that is the fact that the Capitals are finishing strong, and so are the Boston Bruins.
Who hammered the Devils last night 5-1 at the Rock.
That's 10 goals for them in the last two games.
And tonight will be at the Rock, as you'll be flying on that ice.
Yeah, oh, that's flying. Right. Yeah, I've got to be flying around.
Deceptively fast.
Yes,
Boomer.
Deceptively. Yes.
Wow, who's that number seven?
Is that Zdeno Chara? No, it's Boomer Esiason.
I look forward to it, though. Should be great.
Yes,
should be a great night at the Rock for our Mikey Strong 5th annual. Look forward to seeing everybody over there. I know Al's all jacked up for this. He loves getting in out there and seeing the people on Friday nights.
It recognized. Is New Jersey, so that's I like that.
That's good for you, yes. Okay, good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.